Mangura Farmer, Christopher Jaure, told Studio 7 he will never sell his grain to the GMB as he is owed 75 tons of maize worth hundreds of dollars delivered to the Lions Den depot last year.
It's not conducive.
Another farmer, Tongai Chishaya of Makonde, said the GMB's failure to pay for their produce has resulted in serious labor disputes between farm laborers and workers, as farmers do not have any other source of income to pay wages.
We are experiencing a torrid time in terms of money.
Some of the farmers who are recipients of Zimbabwe's controversial land reform program, which has resulted in the forced removal of over 3,000 white commercial farmers from their farms since 2000, say they are now selling maize to private buyers for between $240 and $300 per ton. The GMB used to buy such produce for $390 a ton. Private buyers come from as far afield as Gokwe in the Midlands province, Mashingo, and the country's second largest city, Bulawayo. Wurungwe farmer Gladman Tongorani, who is owed 3,900 from last year's deliveries, vowed that he would not take his maize to GMB anymore because it is broke.
I'm not going to GMB because there is no pay.
He is now selling his agricultural produce to individual buyers at Magunje Growth Point. Farmer Noel Muwingi, who delivered 600 tons of maize to the GMB depot a year ago and has not yet been paid for his produce, noted that he has decided to sell his grain this year to farmers looking for stock feed.
As long as the administration is just the same as in the past, where I have lost more than 600 tons, I can't be seen to be sending another 600 tons again. A normal person will not repeat the very same mistake.
But GMB acting general manager Lawrence Jassy said the treasury is mobilizing funds to settle all farmers' arrears. GMB is now requesting farmers to sign a contract with the parastatal, which is promising to pay them within 90 days after receiving their produce. The contract stipulates that farmers are free to take their maize from GMB depots and sell it to private buyers if the state-owned entity fails to pay within the agreed 3 months. Farmers are skeptical about this move, saying there is no guarantee that they will be able to get their maize back when the GMB fails to pay for their produce. Reporting for Studio 7 in Chinoy, this is Arthur Chigoriwa.